Well, happy race day, everybody. My common theme the last week has been that next year in 2018, the Big Machine Brickyard 400 will be in September, so we won't be dealing with this heat and these pop-up storms that we're dealing with now. And so unlike May, where we deal with storms a lot, and July, where we deal with both heat and storms, we're really excited about what September is going to bring. And
don't jinx it now, don't
you? But we're excited to... We're excited today to have Brantley Gilbert with us. So this is the Brantley Gilbert Big Machine Brickyard 400. So Brantley is to my right, and to my farther right is Scott Borchetta. Scott with Big Machine Label Group. He's been a longtime partner at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for both the 500 and the things we do in May, but as well with the Brickyard for a number of years now. And we've just changed the relationship a little bit, and we thank you a whole bunch for that. And Scott and his team have given us an awful lot of expertise. For those of you that had an opportunity to go out last night or on Friday night and see Major Lazer or see the Chainsmokers, we're leaning on Scott and his team a lot to make that a really cool event. And we're also really excited about how that's going to be in September. And I think Scott went pretty well last night. We had a good night.
Yeah, I was thrilled. Anytime you have a first-year event and festival, you know, it's a building process, and to have the attendance that we had and the buzz that I've heard, all the chatter the last 2 days, it was definitely success and a great place to start. And we go to work tomorrow on what we're going to do for 2018. So, you know, I'm a big fan of this place. It's in my DNA, and I accept the challenge and the responsibility of being the naming rights partner. And we want to make sure that the Brickyard is the important race that it deserves to be. So we're honored, and we are going to do everything we can to make this just one of the best weekends in NASCAR.
Speaking of weekends, there's a pretty cool song out called The Weekend.
Well done.
Why don't you, Scott, talk a little bit about how we got to the point where we've got where it is the Brantley Gilbert Big Machine Brickyard 400, and then we'll let Brantley chat. But for those of you that follow country, this guy's got a song out called The Weekend, which is actually pretty cool. We should have been playing it all weekend instead of just today. But, Scott, why don't you talk a little bit about how we got here with Brantley, and I'll talk a little bit about my first time I got to meet with you.
Yeah, a couple great things come to mind. When we won the Indy 500 with Dan Weldon in 2011, when we got back the following week, Brantley and his manager, Rich Egan, said, hey, we're going to stop by. And they had all the staff in a room, and Brantley and Rich had an ice model of the 98 winning car and milk. He goes, you know, I know you got to be in victory lane, but you didn't get to drink any milk. And it was one of the coolest memories, just to show what a caring and cool guy Brantley is. So that was kind of the first, you know, recollection I have of Brantley showing that he was a big race fan. But then when we came back and did, you know, some of our activations here, you know, it was in 2014 when we did the double and the big release for his Just As I Am album. And we were talking about that this morning. And he also has a lot of family here, but it's the right artist for the right time. The fact that it's Dale Jr.'s last race, you know, there was a great Mountain Dew commercial a couple years ago that starred Brantley and Dale Jr. and a lot of different activations. I gave him some great bullet points, so I won't steal them from him this morning, but it just made sense that Brantley Gilbert was the first artist that we featured. And he also has a world premiere today during the NBC broadcast of a brand new Apple Music commercial. And so he's the new face of Apple Music as well. So there's a lot of great things going on around Brantley, and this just felt like, you know, let's just really turn up the faders and boost up my brother here and make it as loud as possible.
Appreciate that, bro.
So the first, Brantley, I'll turn it over to you, but the first time I got to meet Brantley was when you were here in, it must have been, what, 2015 maybe, for the Indy 500? I get the privilege of driving one of those four pace Chevrolet pace cars that's on the front of the real pace car, and Brantley got to ride with me in the back with my wife. And for those of you that know my wife is full of energy, and so is this guy. So we're driving around the racetrack. I see photos afterwards of the two of them with their hands up in the air and having a big, big time. So my wife feels like you guys are like soulmates now because you guys had so much fun. So you get to come back. You get your name all over this place. How's it feel?
Man, it feels amazing. It really does. And I was telling Scott this race in particular because my mom's side of the family is from Indiana, and My grandfather, before he passed, was a huge, huge, huge race fan. Anytime we were in town on Sundays, that's what we were watching. And he was a huge Tony Stewart guy. But, you know, we're always proud to work with Scott and always proud to work with you guys. But it makes it especially special, you know, being where it's at. So,
and you had a late night last night.
Well, we came in from Wyoming yesterday and picked up my beautiful wife, who's pregnant with our son. She's due in November. So we picked her up and came straight this way and got here in the middle of the morning, kind of.
That's awesome. So what's on the agenda for you today, you and Scott? Scott, what do you guys have planned today?
So Brantley will be in a pace car again today, and he'll also be, you know, hitting all the press and all the media, but there's a really special performance of his current single that will happen on the front stretch, The Ones Who Like Me. And that single is, you know, doing fantastic. It debuted this week at Country Radio. And really just everything that Brantley does, the whole team around him, there's this great culture and great image. And a lot of the drivers and teams came up to me yesterday and go, make sure you bring Brantley by. So we'll be visiting with a bunch of the drivers this morning. And there's one other thing. I'm forgetting one other thing that we're doing, Aaron. Because we're running you like crazy, basically.
Yeah, they usually do. Anywhere, yeah. I go somewhere with this guy, it's like nonstop.
Yeah, it's on. And also, too, in that moment, I'm going to be dropping the green flag. So I have three people to make sure that you're everywhere that you need to be. So it's going to, you know, that last half hour leading up to the green flag is going to be really busy for you. I'm just telling you right now.
So right. But maybe did you bring your walking shoes?
She might want to watch.
There you go.
So, Scott, going forward with this relationship, so we've announced a multi-year relationship, is your thought that you'll bring an artist in every year, or have you thought that through right now? Obviously, it's the Big Machine Brickyard 400, but what's your thinking?
Yeah, you know, we have such a great roster, and we want to bring the entire power of everything that we have to offer to the Speedway. So each year we'll shake it up a little bit and make sure that we have headline talent like Brantley involved. So there will be a festival situation for all 3 years, and hopefully it goes well. You'll want us back for even more than that.
For sure, and there will be a cage fight for every person.
There is that.
They have to beat me in order to...
Yeah, so that means Brantley wants to be on it for next year.
So I heard there was some text exchanging between the two of you guys last night.
Oh, yeah, so he called right in the middle of the Chainsmokers, and I hit him back. I said, hey, brother, Chainsmokers are on right now, and I send him a video, and he goes, damn it, I wanted to be there for that.
So with that, we can take one or two questions, and then we're going to get the – we've got a little presentation that Scott and I want to make to Brantley, but does anybody have any questions really quickly? And I can repeat them because I don't know if we have a mic going around. Oh, there we go. Thanks.
Hey, Brantley. I was just wondering if you could talk about have you had a chance to get out and meet some of the drivers in the past and hang with them? And what are your predictions for today? I know you and I have talked a little bit about this. There's a sentimental favorite that you've got going into this.
For sure, man. I think it would be really cool to see Junior pull this one off.
Amen.
And join his dad as Andy Winter. So we're definitely going to be pulling for him today. But, yeah, we've met several drivers in the past. Kevin Harvick actually drove us around one year.
Right.
He took me for a couple laps at Charlotte, and that was pretty awesome. I think he thought he was going to scare me. He didn't know I was an adrenaline junkie. So we both almost got in trouble. We went faster than we were supposed to.
Imagine
something.
That.
Yeah. But we were actually in 2014. We were on a winning car. It was the Xfinity race.
Yeah, for Kyle Larson.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So
that was the weekend we did the double. So
that's right. Yeah.
You had a good weekend that weekend.
We went from Charlotte to here and then straight to Arlington Cemetery for that riding. I was on a motorcycle the whole time, so that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've definitely had some history here. Me and this guy share a passion for things that go fast and make a lot of noise. And you know, it's a struggle keeping him off the track. Do you know he bought an Indy car? Like he has an Indy car.
He's a big Bobby Unser fan, so he's got some Bobby Unser history, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, we actually I do all the vintage stuff during the month of May, so we'll have that 67 Bobby Unser Gurney Eagle out there, and yeah, it's a lot of fun. So don't tell my life insurance people, though.
Oh.
I'm not supposed to race anymore.
My bad. I'm telling you, anytime I get a video or like a picture from this guy, I get excited about it because you just never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. We won't talk about those.
Oh, okay.
All right, you got another one?
Yeah, I was just going to say, and Scott, I'll rescue you from getting into further trouble, but you're obviously a businessman. So, I mean, I know that putting your name on this from a passion standpoint makes obvious sense, but why from a business perspective was it? Do you find that this is a great marriage, and why is it important to you to make this combination?
Well, this Speedway is so important, and you look at the hundreds of thousands of people who come through here every year, whether it's race weekend or not. For them to see our brand here and see our artists here, it's just a continued extension of the DNA of the label. And also, as we launch new products and new brands, this is really consistent with the crowds and the messaging that we want to do. We have a new liquor brand with Big Machine Platinum Filtered Vodka that will be part of our activation starting in 2018. There are a lot of different things that we do that actually, you know, this isn't just a passion play. It's the most important speedway in the world, and it's one of the most important sports venues in the world, and it makes a lot of sense for us to have a real presence here.
Anybody else?
Zach Roll, Indianapolis Star. For Doug and Scott first, do you have any idea of how many people 400 Fest brought Friday night and Saturday night? And then were you able to see any correlation of people who came to the festival those nights and may have been at the track yesterday or maybe at the track today for the race?
So I'll answer that. We're still trying to figure out our exact numbers. I think we feel like where it's going to end up is pretty similar to where the Snake Pit began when the Snake Pit first started, which was really our goal, so we were really happy with it. Last night's crowd was better than Friday night's, for sure. You know, Friday night we had some weather issues I think people were a little worried about, and then Chainsmokers, just being who the Chainsmokers are, we had a fantastic crowd last night. I think it exceeded our expectations on the first event, so we're really pleased with that. In terms of a correlation, I had a chance to talk to a lot of people, and there were a handful of folks that are doing both. But I think the neat thing about this, and just similar to the Snake Pit, is it attracts a young demo, 30 and under, that aren't necessarily race fans. They're big event fans, they're music fans, they're social fans. They love to be together. And the great thing about it is we know who they are. We can message to them about the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We can message to them about Big Machine. There's all kinds of things we can talk to them about. So the idea behind this is to create not just a race weekend and not just a music weekend, but create a big event weekend, and that takes a big event like that music. So it's okay with us if some of those people come just for the music and if some people just come for the race, and hopefully we blend some of those together. What we want people to do, whether they're coming for the race or the music or both, to say, you know what, this is a huge weekend. I can't miss being at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and being part of it.
Also, too, if you were in attendance last night, you heard the Chainsmokers and Pretty Lights saying, wow. Literally, Pretty Lights said, I get it now. I was standing over in the short chute, and one of the cars went by. And so that's a win right there. And the main thing about getting people here, not everybody's going to, as Doug touched on, have a specific affinity. But there will be a percentage that when they see it, they're going to want more of it. That's a 100% rule. When I bring people to a race for the first time, they're either in or they're just okay with it. But, man, the ones who are in, they always come back. So if we can expose that demographic like we did last night, we're going to win. We're going to win some percentage of them that are going to get it and get the same adrenaline addiction that I have and everybody else has about coming to this place. So I think it was a fantastic first year event, and I'm very pleased with the results.
You know, and I'll just add to that, it's at some level, it's not any different than a billboard, right? You put a billboard up, and you capture some of the people on the highway, and others you don't. And in a lot of ways, the investment from a financial standpoint and just a staffing standpoint and all the effort we put into it, that's just another avenue to promote. And Scott's exactly right. You're going to get some of those people and the others you aren't, but it's no different than any kind of other advertising or marketing. This is just a brand new avenue for us, and then it has the ancillary benefit of making it a massive event.